Michael. How are you?
I'm Sakura. Thank you for picking up the call. I'm doing good. How about yourself? How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Wonderful. Is this a good time now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm actually just doing a follow-up call. I noticed that you sent us an email, I believe, way back on the 25th. I did try to call back on Thursday, but to no avail. I just thought of calling back again today. This is in regards to, I believe you'd like to know more about the responses coming from the Google Business Profile Review. So, yep, I just wanted to know. What can I do about it?
So I don't think, I just think James, I don't know, he just didn't like the response, but he was like the, like, because it kind of made it seem like it wasn't him responding and he, you know, wanted it to sound more like it was coming from him. But, I guess my question is, are we able to respond or, like, do you need that response for, like, the metrics or to keep him, you know, at the top of Google? Like, is it necessary to respond to reviews?
Well, yes. In terms of Google ranking and also optimization, ma'am, Google actually are fond of, you know, engagement. So they really tend to look for businesses that are more engaging to clients, that, and then they actually prioritize them to show up on the first page right away. You know, the more engaging the business are, the more given, you know, good online presence. For the Google reviews, yes, it's actually, I don't want to say that it's like mandatory, but we really encourage customers to reply to them. And it's just very recently that here at Local Splash, we came up with a solution that helps our clients in responding to reviews. And I think, yeah, that's, you know, that's what the review that you, that we responded, I think, 3 weeks ago. It kind of sounded like automated or like an AI, but yes, it's actually us who did that one. Again, our goal here is to just help clients respond to the reviews. But yes, you always have an option that you can, if you don't like how it sounds, how it looks like, I can reach out to our team if there's any way that we can stop them, because we just recently, you know, came up with this option though. But you can,
yeah,
you can actually respond
could,
your own review.
Yeah, we could opt-go, and I can do that. Like, James isn't going to do it, but I can do it on his behalf so that, you know, now that we know that it's, you know, for
an automated response.
Yeah, now that I know that, I'm happy to do that and respond to reviews. That way, you know, I can have James approve them before I respond, so he's happy with whatever.
Of course,
we're,
yeah, of course.
Saying. Okay.
Yeah, I'll reach out to them to turn off the automated response, though. Again, we only do this because most of our clients actually, they don't respond to reviews. If you also notice, you've got a lot of reviews in the past, but no responses on it. But yes, this definitely helps with the engagement. But of course, you have the full ownership of the Google profile, actually. So yeah, you can actually respond to them. You can even edit the one that we responded 3 weeks ago, or even delete it as well.
Okay. No, that should be fine. But I'll just do them moving forward. And then I wanted to make sure that James was all set. I know we still need to send some updated pictures. I've been trying to get him to do that. But
he gets very busy.
Sorry, I lost you for a second. As far as his license goes, is everything all set with that?
Yes. So far, the only thing we're actually waiting here is the result of the background check investigation. Currently, it's still showing up actually as processing, but we're ready to reach to Google and create a ticket. Like, why it's taking so long? Because normally it only takes like 3 to 4 weeks, but in our case here, unfortunately, it's been already like almost 2 months. But yeah, rest assured that it's already in our plate here, and we're just working on it with Google, just waiting for the response though. But licenses-wise, I double-checked here what other pending items needed, but so far you don't see anything from Google asking for updated license or any updated documents.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so we'll just work on the pictures, and then did you ever get a response about the website?
Yes, ma'am, the Google Workspace, yes, I do. So confirming with them, I noticed here that we created you a domain, the hometowncarpentryhandyman.com. I believe, if I could remember, you asked if we could set up a Google email link to this website or domain, and what was going to happen in the future if you, you know, decided to part ways, right? So yeah, they confirmed that you can actually take ownership of the Google workspace. However, since it's actually going to be linked to the domain name, which is the one that we created, then we were going to transfer ownership of the domain name first, and there's a one-time fee for that of $99. And then that's when you can manage your Google workspace, and you pay directly to Google for the monthly subscription.
Okay.
So here we
and
have,
what is that monthly subscription, do you know?
It depends actually how many like memory or storage you would gonna opt in, because I believe, if I could remember, let me just their website here. So if you're gonna reach out or Google directly to Google to pay it, I believe for like 2 gig of storage that costs like around $24 per month, I'm not mistaken, but yes, something like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
But here with Local Splash, we only charge $19, you know, for each email, for each access. And for the storage, those are something that we can always manage. We can always stretch it out. You don't have to worry about it, including managing as well the business email. But yeah, in the future, the first step here is for you to have the full ownership first of the domain name. And then that's when you continue having ownership of the Google email or the business email, and then pay directly Google as well.
Okay. So the email would be, it would still be Google, but it would just have the domain to match the website. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
You are correct. The common ones are admin@hometowncarpentryhandyman.com.
Okay, I see.
Or something like that.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So either way, we would, I don't think he's going to stop using you, but I'm just curious, like, you know, 4 years down the line, if, you know, he wanted to go on his own, I just want to make sure, you know, we would still have access to things. So so the email and the website is transferable to him?
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Okay, awesome. That's great. You've been so helpful. Thank you.
Of course, no problem, though. But yes, for the automated responses, I'll make sure to reach out to Google if they can turn it off. But, yep, just to confirm with you, you can always edit or delete them. But, yeah, we encourage you to respond for whatever reviews you got, okay?
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Yeah, anything else I can help you today, Shakira? Just to make sure. I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your name? I always say Shakira.
It's okay. It's Shakira.
Shakira, okay. I'll take that of that. All right. Thank you, Shakira.
Okay, of course. Thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. You too. Take care.